When this all started, you were fighting for noble ideals. For something you could truly believe in. That's not the case anymore. It's only been a couple months since the war began. But in that short span of time, everything has changed. In large portions of the country, polite society has collapsed. And with it, went all the sense of morality. Your army no longer marches in the name of freedom or peace or any other silly abstract ideal. It marches for booty. Each new town you invade is just a hoard of resources to be plundered. Oftentimes you find them abandoned. The residents flee as soon as they hear you coming, leaving behind food, fuel, and clothing to sustain your forces. If you're lucky though, the citizens stay and fight. They never stand a chance, of course. Everyone thinks they have what it takes to defend themselves, and then they face an actual army. You wipe them out before they even know what's going on and claim the rarest booty of all, the one thing men always fight to protect, their women and children. Tonight, you find them hiding in an elementary school, hundreds of defenseless civilians, ripe for the picking. By the time you arrive, the sound of gunshots has long since faded. Instead, the halls are filled with a symphony of muffled screams and crying. Each classroom, the site of a depraved gang rape. Your men will satisfy their urges all through the night, trying out every hole on every captive, before choosing a few to take as sex slaves. As a commander, you don't have to worry about sharing with the others. Your personal guard unit arrived as soon as the site was secure and selected half a dozen prisoners for your own personal use. The unit is made entirely out of young women, and they all look friendly and attractive. Their sense of sadism rivals your own. Over the past weeks, they have learned your tastes well, picking out captives that suit your perverse tastes and arranging them in interesting ways. You find all eight of them lounging outside a classroom at the end of a long hall, waiting for your arrival. The armed ladies stand up and salute as you approach. Despite their professionalism, they grin knowingly as you walk by, eager to listen through the door as you have your fun, and even more eager to play with your leftovers when you're done. Opening the door, you find yourself in a dim, carpeted classroom. Most of the desks and chairs have cleared out. The only ones that remain are occupied by your entertainment for tonight. The helpless captives tied tightly to the furniture, squirming and whimpering as they hear you enter. Your eyes are immediately drawn to the woman in the center of the room, who's laying bound on top of a long desk. She's much older than you like, easily into her 20s, but enticing nonetheless. She looks like a professional athlete, or at least a coach. Her body is fit and toned, with smooth, tan skin and small but perky breasts. Her hair is short, black, and currently quite messy. Strands of it sticking to her forehead with sweat. In fact, her whole body is damp with sweat. She's been struggling hard since the soldiers arrived, fighting against your guard and then the bondage they put her in. Her coppery skin glistening from her face to her thighs. She's laying on her back with her legs up in the air, feet wide apart and pointed towards the ceiling. Each ankle is tied to the opposite end of a long metal bar, forcing them to spread like a wide V. The bar itself is suspended from the ceiling, keeping the woman upright despite her struggles. Her wrists are bound to her ankles as well, bending the fit tomboy into a lewd, almost pornographic position. Her firm ass jutting out from the edge of the desk. Her pants lay discarded on the ground. The woman's toned legs completely exposed. Only a pair of dark purple panties cover her tight ass and smooth pussy. The bikini-style undies frame her athletic butt well, the frilly elastic adding a girly touch to her otherwise flat bottom. Her only other scrap of clothing is a black sports bra that hugs her small breasts tightly, emphasizing the few feminine curves she has. Her blue eyes tear daggers in your direction. The feisty young woman acting rebellions despite her hopeless situation. She'd be hurling insults your way if she could, but a cloth gag and a strip of duct tape silences any attempted protest. Out of the corner of your eye, you spot the rest of the entertainment. Much younger captives, trapped in a more elaborate bondage. There's 5 of them in total, all pushed off to the far left of the room, positioned so that they can see the older woman in the center. Their eyes are wide with fear as they dart between you and her, terrified at what's going on and wondering what will happen. You grin at the work of your guards. They really are getting good at this. Not only have they presented you with a small appetizer before the main course, but they've ensured that the little ones will be forced to watch as well. Wasting no time, you begin to remove your clothes. The bound woman's expression never changes, even as your hard cock bobs into view. She knows what's coming, or at least she thinks she does, and the feisty bitch doesn't want to show fear. Your captive audience to the left doesn't have that much control, some gasping in surprise while others start sobbing openly. For now though, you're focused on the bound rape toy in front of you. Her angry glare is a challenge. This tenacious young lady doesn't think you can break her. She wants to prove that she's tough enough to withstand your abuse. She has no idea how little you care. Her warm little holes will milk your cock no matter what she does, making her cries just a bonus. Stepping up between her legs, you give her a playful slap. She flinches, but doesn't cry out. Her toned, muscular booty barely jiggles in response. The firm but feminine flesh promising an incredibly tight fog. Grabbing the seat of her purple panties in both hands, you rip the fabric open with one swift tug, exposing both her fuck holes. Her slit is tight and pink, not quite virginal, but close. It sits atop a tightly puckered asshole, just barely visible beyond her tightly clenched cheeks. The woman's girly undies now frame them both like some perverse lingerie, the torn purple cotton waving as she squirms uncomfortably. Though she clearly doesn't like you ogling her most private areas, the feisty young woman still hasn't uttered a peep. She continues to stare angrily, trying to remain in the face of imminent rape. But when she feels your cock poke at the entrance of her asshole, there is a sudden flash of panic in her eyes. You grin as her confidence falters, her expression suddenly full of worry as she looks down at the thick penis, threatening to force its way up her butt. She's never had anything in her ass before. She's never even considered it. She's heard about anal sex, knew it was something perverts did in porn videos, but didn't expect it to happen to her. Not like this. Not without any lube. The fear is only there for a second. She quickly catches herself and stares back up at you, defiant as ever. But it's too late. You've already won. Grabbing her waist with one hand and holding your dick with the other, you begin to push forward. The athletic young girl tenses up as you poke her butthole, clenching every muscle in a desperate bid to keep you out. As if to make up for her moments of weakness, the woman begins grunting through her gag. She can't form any words, but it's clear by her tone that you're not allowed in her ass. Her voice is insistent, the tough tumble, demanding that you keep your dick away from her dainty virgin anus. But that only makes you more eager to rape it. The more she resists, the harder you push. Her voice growing urgent as the pressure on her butthole turns to pain. If she wasn't tied up like some bondage slut, she might have been able to fight you off. But a few simple ropes have rendered years of athletic training useless. She does what she can to prevent the sodomy, clenching her ass cheeks and shaking. But in the end, her pathetic display is only forestalling the inevitable. Eventually, the mounting pressure on her pink pucker proves too much. All at once, that wrinkly little hole yawns open, and you feel the head of your cock swallowed by a tight ring of anal muscles that suck at your shaft like warm, wet lips. Her tightly bound body convulses in pain, her firm ass dancing on the desk as panic floods her mind. The young woman strains instinctively to get away from the source of her pain, doing all it can to eject the thick cock violating her asshole. She almost succeeds in forcing you out, but you quickly bring your other hand to her hips, and with a forceful shove, ram several inches of dick up her tight, unwilling butt. Her back arches despite her bondage, her eyes going wide and filling with fierce as she feels her tight anal canal being forced open by a thick, unyielding cock. She has no idea it would hurt this bad. The poor tomboy is beyond thinking at this point. Running on instinct, she clenches her ass even harder, trying with all her might to push you out. But all this does is milk your cock more vigorously, while causing her even more discomfort. Each time she clamps down on your shaft, her muscles cry out in protest. The flexible walls of her anus, not designed for something so thick and solid. Each painful shock causes her to reflexively clench again, creating a feedback loop of agony that builds with each passing moment. And you're not even halfway inside her yet. Gripping her slender waist tightly, you begin working your cock in with a series of short, rough thrusts, determined to go balls deep in this unwilling whore. Each lunge of your hips forces another inch of that tight, athletic ass, and each inch hits the girl like a punch to the gut. Her eyes bulging as you force deep, unladylike grunts from her gagged lips to the bound slug. It feels impossible. Her rectum is already so full of dick that it feels like you're fucking her guts. And yet somehow, you manage to go deeper, forcing her narrow anal canal to accept more and more of your stiff penis. The warm, wet walls of her rectum massage your cock from all sides, still frantically squeezing you, even as you fuck the fight out of her. Soon, the girl's eyes are fluttering on the edge of consciousness, the formerly tough athlete losing her voice as you compel her poop chip to mold itself around the shape of your shaft. Eventually, the woman's head tilts back, unable to watch any longer. But that doesn't stop you. You keep going, pushing deeper into her ass, not letting up until you finally slam your hips against hers, burying your cock as far as it will go on that tight tomboy booty. Nothing beats the sensation of balls deep anal rape. For a moment, you simply stand there, enjoying the sensation, feeling that no longer virgin ass as it involuntarily massages the entire length of your shaft. Her firm butt cheeks still spasm from the pain, practically pulsing against your abs, gripping your penis snugly from either side. Looking down, you can see her once puckered anal ring stretch wide around the base of your cock, still trying pathetically to push you out. The lewd side is framed by the remnants of her frilly purple panties, the torn fabric waving with every shudder of her hips. Above that, you can see her flat belly, the tan skin spasming as well, her muscles cramping as they try to come to terms with the uncomfortable sensation of a fat cock filling her proper. And beyond that lie her soft little titties, still hidden by that smooth black sports bra. Reaching up with both hands, you push the fabric up to her neck, removing her last shred of dignity as you grope and molest her defenseless breasts, squeezing her soft mounds as you grind your hips against her helpless ass. This last violation shocks the athletic girl back to awareness, her head rising once more to glare at you. Tears are streaming down her cheeks, her eyebrows quivering as if confused about what expression they want to make. She can't decide which is worse, the pain of being anally raped, or the humiliation of having her butthole used like a cheap fleshlight. Her lips quiver behind the duct tape, the tough young woman on the verge of bawling. And yet, some sliver of defiance still remains in this de-virginized anal horror. Despite everything, she doesn't want to give you the satisfaction of hearing her scream. She stares you in the eyes, her throat tight as she dares you to do your worst. Gripping her tits tightly, you give the cock little butt slut exactly what she wants. Without warning, you begin fucking the tightly bound tomboy hard, using her breasts as leverage to savagely rape her formerly virgin asshole. The poor girl loses her wager immediately, letting out a sharp scream as she feels your dick start to pound her shithole, the dull pain in her belly suddenly erupting into a sharp agony, forcing more tears to her eyes. And still, she tries to hold on, doing her best to resist, holding back her screams as you take her asshole for a ride. You rape her relentlessly, jabbing your thick cock up her warm little pooper, enjoying the frantic clenching of her anal walls as you saw in and out. For over a minute, she keeps up the fight, huffing and grunting like she's having an intense workout, sweat coating her tan skin. Her face is a delight to watch, alternating between stern defiance and scrunched up pain, the dumb slut occasionally going cross-eyed when your cock hits a particular spot deep in her column. In her head, she's hoping that you'll finish soon, thinking every second she just has to hold out a little longer, praying that it will be over soon. And though it's tempting to bust the nut in her tight, creamy ass, you're not willing to let her off that easy. After reaming her out for a little while longer, you suddenly slow your pace, your hips becoming almost sensual as they grind into those warm little butt cheeks. For a second, the woman seems relieved, thinking her assault is finally about to end. And that's when you begin speaking. In a warm, jovial tone, you compliment the former athlete, letting her know what a tight little ass she has. Looking her straight in the eyes, you moan lustfully, praising her slutty young body as you massage her breasts like a lover and begin lewdly explaining just how good it feels to fuck her snug virgin shitter. Your words are too much for the woman to bear. She was trying so hard to resist, hoping that her defiance might deny you some tiny scrap of pleasure. But it's clear now that you don't care. Her asshole will pleasure your cock regardless of what she does. It doesn't matter what she wants anymore. She's nothing but a fuck toy, a series of tight holes to rape and abuse. Tears begin flowing more freely from the bound woman, but you keep pushing, telling her how you plan to sodomize her again tomorrow, and the next day, and every day this week until she learns to take it up the butt without complaint. And when she does, you're going to start pimping her out to the other soldiers. You can already tell she's going to be popular. With a body like that, every man in the army is going to want to turn with her hot little booty. Perhaps you'll make her a public youth cum dump, tied up and dressed like a whore, available to any man who wants some quick relief from an unwilling slut. Hopelessness grows in a young woman's eyes as you paint vision of her future. Slowly, she begins to realize that there is no escape, that the only thing awaiting her is a life spent on her hands and knees, sticking that firm butt up in the air for any cock that feels like coming inside it. And every time she flinches at the thought, you speed up your thrusts a little. Every time a sob hits her throat, you drive the point home with a balls-deep jab of your cock, adding injury to insult as you continue telling the girl about her future as your sexy little rape toy fuck poppy. Until finally, it happens. The tough girl cracks. Her face scrunches up in despair and disgust, and then breaks into loud, open sobbing. The grown woman crying like a baby as you continue to sodomize her poor, defenseless ass. The sound is better than any erotic moans a woman could make, sending your hips into overdrive. Now that her spirit is as broken as her asshole, there's nothing left to do but seal the deal with a belly full of fresh semen. Soon, the steady smacking sound of flesh on flesh fills the room, your hips slapping hard against her plump cheeks once more. The woman's sobs are soon joined by a chorus of crying voices, as the rest of your captives break down as well, unable to watch such a brutal anal rape, many of them knowing they are next. He spent the last few moments pounding the tomboy's butt as hard as he can. Your hands return to her hips, pulling the tight bottom back against you as you jackhammer the bound woman with reckless abandon, watching her firm teens rock back and forth with each brutal thrust. By now, there's enough pre-cum coating her tight anal walls that they can't even grip your shaft properly. The slick flesh slides over your dick like a lubricated fist, jacking you off against her will, allowing you to fuck her ass as hard and as fast as any pussy. With her will completely broken, the formerly feisty girl gives in utterly to the pain pummeling her backside. She's crying harder with each passing moment, unable to take the pain of having her newly de-virginized shitter pounded like an experienced porn star. Soon, she's writhing again, despite her exhaustion. The grown woman throwing a childish temper tantrum, yelling incoherently into her gag, unable to accept the reality of her situation, just wanting it all to end. And just like before, you give her what she wants. With one last thrust, you bury your cock balls deep in that firm athletic butt and begin to come hard, filling her abused poop chute with rope after rope of hot, salty semen. Somewhere in the haze of pain, the woman feels a warm wetness spreading through her belly. And though she should be happy that the rape is finally over, the humiliation of having her asshole used like a cum dump is too overwhelming to ignore. Her belly grumbles loudly, protesting the liquid being pumped inside and from the wrong end. Her anus clenches frantically once again, trying desperately to force the warmth from her overstuffed hole. And this time it succeeds. You feel your own seed as it's forced down the length of her ruined anal canal, traveling around your shaft and then squirting from her overstretched pucker, exiting with a lewd wet fart that only adds to the horror's degrading sense of violation. You remain there for a minute, your still hard cock buried inside the limp, athletic woman, really rubbing it in, forcing her to endure just a little bit more of your cock before finally pulling it from her sloppy anus with a single, swift motion. For a moment, you sit looking at her freshly raped asshole, the ring of muscles gaping open between her cheeks, slowly leaking semen, the perverse scene framed by the torn fabric of her cute panties, the purple cotton fluttering softly as the sobbing slowly dies down. And then you turn your attention to the other five captives in the room. Now that you've had your appetizer, it is time for the main course.